We got a late ass reunion. Oh, it's hardly new. You gonna hate us, but who made us share with you this late ass review?
Late ass, late ass, late ass, late ass review.
That was the chair.
If you can't get Tony Stark, Hulk, Thor, or even goddamn Black Widow and fucking useless Hawkeye, then you call on Marvel's Defenders.
Only in New York.
Yeah, only in New York. Yeah. Only in New York. Even though the Avengers are in New York too. Stark Tower. No, he relocated.
Yeah, he relocated.
Where'd he put it? Where'd he put Stark Tower?
Was that like Maryland or something?
Did he relocate to Maryland?
Yeah, something. She said it's like somewhere where without like cell phone, all the cell phone signals.
That's what Stark said? I thought that's where Vulture was. I thought he was in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah, maybe it was in Maryland, but he relocated.
Stark did?
Stark did, all right, yeah.
Yeah, so Stark Tower's no longer
they
in.
They both did.
Yeah, they both did. Well, Vulture's in prison. Vulture relocated to prison. But anyway, we're not here to talk about the fucking Avengers. They've gotten too much fucking publicity. And when you can't get them, especially on Netflix, you get the B Squad. And I hate saying that because I'm not talking shit because I loved the Defenders. I'm going to say that. I'm just going
right.
to. Look, by the way, as we're moving forward, ye be warned, spoilers ahead. Right?
Yep, spoilers.
Spoilers ahead.
Spoiler warning.
We're giving you a fair spoiler warning. So
we're going
to spoil the fuck out of like how many? It was like 8 episodes,
everything.
I think. And
yeah.
They were like 45 to 50 minutes long. So before we get to all the spoilers, before we get to everything we loved, everything we hated, all that.
Consider yourself warned.
Yeah, consider yourself warned. Also, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. And of course, download, subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. That website, Yotina. .podomatic.com. Said once, say it again, Yotina.
.podomatic.com.
Every time I say it like you used to say it or still say it, com. Sounds suggestive, Armando.
Hey.
I blame you for my choices. Now, let's get to it. Defenders. Well, the first two episodes, I was just like, what the fuck is this shit?
Right.
I was kind of like, really, guys? This just is so much exposition. It's so like I loved that Sigourney Weaver is in it. I love that she plays sort of like one of the members of the Hand. Like that's all cool. But my God, those first two episodes were fucking exposition. It was for like 50 minutes. Like each one was like 2 hours. It was like practically 2 hours of exposition.
Right.
Like setting everything up. Like we don't know who the fuck these guys are.
The only reason I kept watching was that I love the characters.
That's why. The characters were so good because they were developed. I mean, Jessica Jones, Danny Rand, Iron Fist, Daredevil, Matt Murdock, Luke Cage. Is that it? That's it for the Defenders, right? Just four of them?
Four of them.
Yeah, just four. Unless you count Stick, because Stick was in the event. I keep wanting to say Avengers. Stick was in Defenders, which was awesome.
Yes.
I was like, fuck yeah. He was in at least like 4 or 5 of those episodes. And it was awesome.
And it was nonstop.
You know how Stick got captured. And you know how Stick escaped? Escaped? You know how Stick escaped? He cut his hand off.
It was like a fucking wolf,
and guess
man.
What? You didn't even notice he cut his hand off. Because he's that much of a badass. He cut his hand off and he was still fucking people up. He was more dangerous with one hand. Seriously, he was more effective with one hand. He was blind and had one hand, and you didn't even notice. That's how badass Stick was in that fucking show.
What's your excuse for not being a badass?
Yeah, what's your excuse for not being a badass, America? What are you talking about? America is badass. Okay, I'm sorry, America. My bad.
You want me to blow up another country?
Whoa, take it easy, America. We're just talking about Defenders. All right.
My dick's not small.
Okay, whoa. America. Let's chill on that. So Stick was dope. Loved it. I keep forgetting the actor's name that plays Stick. He kind of is like a David Carradine type. I keep forgetting his fucking name. He's fantastic. Stick was stealing the show for me, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I was loving him. I'm like, yeah, more Stick. But then Stick turned, man. He had a turn. He turned. He was trying to do the right thing and get I don't know. It was all hinging on Iron Fist. Now, here's the thing. The one thing I can say that I... Okay, first of all, we'll start chronologically. So okay. The first two episodes, kind of rough, right? Exposition.
Slow.
It was like, God damn it. But we kept watching because it was the character. It was all set up. We knew it was all set up. We knew they were building towards all the cool shit. We got it. But it was like, come on, let's get to the fun. Let's get to the fighting. Let's get to all this fucked up shit. Let's go, man. But they had to do what they had to do. You know, they had to build it up. They had to introduce everybody, reintroduce everybody. They had to have everyone meet everyone, even though Jessica Jones and Luke Cage already met. And Matt Murdock already met a few other people, too, before this. Regardless, they had to all meet in this Defenders spinoff show. And then once we got to the third episode, that's when Stick showed up. And that's when I started giving a fuck. And then once Stick showed up and reminded me why I gave a damn about these characters, I was like, yes. And then that's when the shit hit the fan. The Hand finally showed up. And the Hand was not fucking around. Holy shit.
Yeah,
the Hand was fucking vicious, dude. And they had to be destroyed. They were right. The Stick was right. He's like, we got to kill him. He's like, we can't fuck around, Defenders.
Everything Stick was talking about in as far back as Daredevil.
He was absolutely 110% right the entire time. Except for that little thing at the end. Well, actually, no, he was kind of right, too. Because
he always has a good point.
Well, I mean, like, so we'll get to the betrayal, the betrayal of Stick, but it didn't really feel like a betrayal. It's like he was just trying to protect everyone.
Yeah.
He was just trying to be a good guy.
Yeah, he was doing the right thing.
So, you know, Sigourney Weaver's there, and she's, like, trying to set up the Hand. She's like, hey, I'm like the Nick Fury for the Hand. I'm getting all the fingers of the Hand to come together, which makes a cone it makes a puppet. When you put all the fingers of the Hand together, it makes a little sock puppet.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm going to kill you, Avengers. I'm just doing that with my hand right now. And they're not Avengers. I keep saying Avengers because it's Defenders.
Defenders.
Avengers.
Did they even call themselves that throughout the entire?
No, they never did. It's like Daredevil doesn't really call himself Daredevil. Yeah. They call him the Demon of Hell's Kitchen.
Right.
Or the Devil of Hell's Kitchen.
Right.
Luke Cage is just Luke Cage, obviously. He used to be called Power Man. Their names are embarrassing. Luke Cage used to be called Power Man. Jessica Jones used to be called Jewel.
Jewel.
Her moniker, before she was like fired from being a superhero. Mm-hmm. I don't know who did that. Who fired her? Was it Stark? Who fired her?
Who did that? What is the governing body of superheroes?
I think it was because, you haven't seen Jessica Jones. I think it's because the Purple Man, played by David Tennant. Shout out to David Tennant, Doctor Who fans. What's up, Who family? I'm with you. David Tennant was great, but he got Jessica Jones because, you know, his whole thing was he could tell people, like, they would just do whatever he said.
Right.
Which is like, that makes him probably the most dangerous person in the world because all he has to do is tell people to do something, they do it. Doesn't matter what it is. That's fucking dangerous shit.
That's true.
He doesn't have, and it's like, what do? Cover his mouth? What if he says, don't cover my mouth? You're like, all right, I won't. Go leave and forget about me. Okay. And then
you just get some deaf people in there and go,
What you need. You need a deaf crime fighter.
Deaf crime fighter.
Instead of Daredevil, you got
reverse Daredevil.
Well, not reverse Daredevil. Reverse Daredevil would be a guy who could see, but he sucks at fighting crime. That's reverse Daredevil. And he's a bad lawyer.
Bad lawyer.
He's like a civil dispute guy. that would be reverse Daredevil.
Oh, public defender.
Yeah. Public defender Daredevil. that's kind of what he is. Anyway, he's great at what he does. I'm amazed. Like you're like, wait a minute, why is Daredevil here? Iron Fist can make a superpowered Iron Fist. Luke Cage is bulletproof. Fucking Jewel / Nitrous is her other name, by the way. Jessica Jones, aka Jessica Jones.
Nitrous. That sounds Nitrous. Like. Sounds like 90s stuff.
It's super 90. Jewel, Nitrous.
Girl.
Those were her two monikers. And then Luke Cage was Power Man. But the thing is, Power Man and Iron Fist, a.k.a. Luke Cage and Iron Fist, Danny Rand, they were a team up. They were like a super team. It was like Power Man and Iron Fist. I wonder if they're going to do that like in the future.
They didn't seem like they were going to.
Here's the thing. I did not enjoy Iron Fist in this. At first, I wanted to blame the performer who was playing Iron Fist, but then I watched the Iron Fist TV series after I watched Defenders, which is totally stupid. I should have watched Iron Fist first, but whatever. I realize the guy who plays Danny Rand in Iron Fist, it's a good show, man. It's about like this sort of Buddhist philosophy, and I'm into the Buddhist thing. I'm into the whole meditation thing. I'm into the whole centering yourself, finding your chakras. I'm into all that shit. So when I'm watching fucking goddamn bullshit Iron Fist, sorry, I forgot the name for a second. When I'm watching Iron Fist, I'm like, oh yeah, the ashrams and the monks and the temple and meditation and the centering yourself and aligning your chakras, all of that. And how Danny Rand is actually like a really nice Buddhist, like kind of happy, like he's happy-go-lucky because he's Buddhist. He's like, hey, life is a joy. Life is a gift. We should embrace it. And he's like going around being like, he's like for the first three episodes of Iron Fist, he had to like, no one believed that he was Danny Rand because they thought he died when he was 10 years old. And like, right. But you know, we'll get into the Iron Fist shit later. But basically, during the entirety of Defenders, I'm like, worst Iron Fist ever. But then I watched his solo show and I'm like, God damn it, he's actually really good. But in Defenders, I didn't like him. What did you think?
I saw the first three episodes of the Iron Fist show.
Iron Fist show? That's a different
fish.
One.
Yeah, that's
it's like Iron one. Chef, but it's confused. Fish.
Iron Fist show.
Yeah.
And I didn't like him.
I didn't. I grew to like, after the first episode, I'm like, I felt bad for him because I saw Defenders first.
Right.
And then I saw Iron Fist. So right. For me, it was like a prequel to Defenders. It was like how he became Iron Fist, or how he not became. I mean, we haven't really seen that. He just kind of starts off as Iron Fist, but he's got to, you know, he kept saying during Defenders, I earned this. I earned this. God damn it, I earned this. And I wanted to be like, how? How did you earn this? And then Luke Cage had a great line. He's like, you grew up rich, motherfucker. He didn't say that, but he should have. You came from wealth and high society. I grew up poor. I grew up in Harlem. You had a fucking rich ass family. But
right,
parents, but he was 10. And he lost everything when he was 10. And he was subjected to a fucking mystical Kung Lao place, which is also the name of a Mortal Kombat character, Kung Lao. He's the guy with the hat. He's like Raiden.
Mortal Kombat down, 2.
Down, up. You could teleport for Raiden or Kung Lao, by the way. Anyway, he throws his hat with the razor blade. He's cool as fuck. I love Kung Lao. But he went to Kung Lao, and he had to earn it. He really did have to earn it. And watching the show, I'm like, wow, you know what? I got to give it to him. In the show, he's better in the show than he is in Defenders. Because he's much more Buddhist. He's much more happy-go-lucky. He's much more about discipline and honor and integrity in the show. And in Defenders, he's still kind of like that, but he's like got a chip on his shoulder the whole time.
Yeah.
He just seems really like bitchy during the whole thing.
Yeah, it's true. And in his own... He didn't seem humble at all.
Yeah, no, but in his own show, he was so humble. But then in Defenders, he was like kind of a bitch. No offense to the actor playing Danny Rand or to Iron Fist, but during the Defenders run, I'm like, God damn, Iron Fist, you're being a bitch. Quit being a bitch, Iron Fist. But, you know.
Nobody likes a bitch.
Ain't nobody like, well, so I like a bitch every once in a while. But I didn't want Iron Fist to be a bitch. It's neither here nor there. Everyone had their own camp. You know, you had the Daredevil camp. So you got Foggy in there. And yep. Then you got Daredevil's lady, special lady.
Yeah, the hot lady.
And I noticed that they all of the people that were with their people had things that corresponded with the hero. Daredevil wears red, so Foggy wore red. He had red, like he had a red tie, or he had like a red like shirt. His lady, special lady, had like red, a red coat with like and red dress and stuff. Like Daredevil would wear red. Iron Fist, his special lady. She had a hand guard on her right hand, like Iron Fist would have, you know. So she had on her hand, she had like a bandage, but it's like Iron Fist kind of, because it's to represent she's with Iron Fist. Luke Cage, he wears purple and yellow. Rosario Dawson was wearing purple and yellow.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, dude, it's a subtle thing, but you know, producer, I'm like, oh, cool, they're doing like color coordination, awesome. I just couldn't help but notice that. I'm like, nice.
Luke Cage team.
Yes, yeah, it's Team Cage, Team Daredevil, Team. Fist. Jessica Jones. And then Jessica Purple. Purple was Jessica Jones. Actually, no. She didn't have a team. She was on her own.
Yeah, she had
She didn't need anyone.
She had that lady friend.
That no, she had that guy that was fixing up her place, remember?
Oh, yeah, that guy,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but he was in and out, and he wasn't really wearing anything that matched her. She's a private investigator, which means she's alone.
Right.
She's doing private investigations, so that's fine. That's fine. She's more of the detective, but she's, like, super-powered. And the entire time, I kept thinking, you know, guys, why don't you just get behind Jessica Jones and Daredevil? Not Daredevil, sorry.
Luke.
I'm like, yo, Daredevil what is it, Iron Fist? Why don't you guys get behind Jessica Jones and Luke Cage? Let them take on the most of the guys, and then you pick up the extras. And at first, they weren't really doing that. And then towards the end, they started doing
that.
They
finally wised
up. They're like, oh, right. He's bulletproof, and she's superpowered.
He's a human shield.
And Iron Fist, he can only summon his chi. It's like you know, when a guy has an orgasm. It's like, look, give me 10 minutes. I'll be ready to go again. Just, I need some water. Hold on, all right? I just summon my chi, and oh, man, I got give me 10 minutes, all right? And then next thing you know, he's taking a nap. You're like, God damn it, he fell asleep. It's like that. I'm not talking about me at all. Not talking about me and how I handle things, ladies. If you're listening, I don't know. All two women who are listening. First two episodes, I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? But I'm like, you know what, dude? We already started watching it. Let's see if it gets better. I kept saying that. After the first episode, I'm like, let's see if it gets better. Second episode, I'm like, all right, look, we're giving this one more chance, and then I'm fucking done. You can keep watching if you want. And then Stick showed up, and I'm like, okay, I'm in. And Stick saved the day, and he got me to, he didn't save the day. He saved the day for me as a viewer.
Yeah,
and he got me to give a
star.
Shit.
He's the real star.
He was for the episodes he was in. Sad moment. Stick dies, but Elektra's in this, right?
Yep.
Sigourney Weaver used the blood serum shit that she would use on herself to regenerate. Because Sigourney Weaver was kind of pulling a Lazarus Pit, League of Shadows. What's his name?
Ra's al Ghul.
She was doing a Ra's al Ghul with that shit. But then she decided to use all of that stuff on Elektra and bring her back to life. If she was dead, yeah, she was dead. Bring her back to life and turn her into not Elektra. Because she was not Elektra. She was Elektra, but not Elektra.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah.
What happened? It was like Pet Sematary. All of a sudden, she was evil.
Yeah,
it's like she totally forgot everything, but yet Sigourney Weaver remembered everything whenever she was brought back. But Elektra turned into not Elektra.
Zombie Elektra.
And then yeah, but I loved I loved Sigourney Weaver in this. She was fantastic. I love her in anything. Sigourney Weaver, Ripley, come on, strong female lead, Ripley.
She's great. And oh yeah, you know what you found out that I told you?
Ooh.
That she's actually 6 feet tall.
Yes. Oh my God. Armando was telling me. How did you find out that Sigourney Weaver was 6 feet tall? I didn't believe him. I'm like, what? I'm like, there's no way Sigourney Weaver is 6 feet tall. I go up, I look online. Holy shit, she is exactly 6 feet tall. So if she wears heels, I would have to, like, not even wearing heels. I'm 6'10". I'm a giant. No, I'm 5'10". I'd have to look up at Sigourney Weaver, especially if she was wearing heels. And that's kind of hot.
Yep.
In a weird way. Sure is. But I was like blown away by that fact. I'm like, she's 6 foot tall. Holy shit. She's a giantess.
I found that out looking at a clickbait website.
Oh, really? That's funny. Yeah, I was just like, did you know that these celebrities are 7 feet tall?
Yeah.
And some of these celebrities are 2 feet tall. Tom Cruise. Technically, Peter Dinklage is taller than Tom Cruise. That's a fun fact for you guys.
Fun fact.
He's technically 3 inches taller. Moving along, so we're basically getting the setup here, and then we finally get Stick, and he's like, look, you fucking idiots. You got to work together, and you got to fight the hand. And if you don't work together and fight the hand, you're all fucking dead. So get your shit together and quit being a bunch of bitches. And I was like, hell yeah, Stick. Fucking right. Tell him what to do. This is bullshit. And he is it's like, what happened to your hand? Well, I lost it. he was so matter of fact. He would just be like,
I lost my hand.
He's like, well, I lost it. Like, what do you think? You know, like, I had to chop it off to get the fuck out of there. And like, that's badass. Yeah, I know. He was great. And anytime someone said something, he'd be like, that's fucking stupid. He would just call it like it was. I loved him. It's like you knew the writers were like, yeah, Stick. You know, like, I love writing for Stick because he got all the best lines. And then, but here's the thing. Remember we mentioned Elektra was brought back by Sigourney Weaver's Lazarus blood?
Right.
Whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Stick was drinking a vial of red liquid while he was praying before he died. And he wasn't praying, he was meditating, sorry. Well, it's kind of the same thing. Meditation, praying.
Yeah,
it's
kind of
the same thing. You're kind of centering yourself and calming down.
It's like prayer is a kind of meditation, and meditation's kind of a prayer.
Yeah. Exactly. So he was meditating, praying, whatever, but he drank a vial of red liquid. I am assuming that Stick shall return, and that he shall return with like a hook hand or some shit, or like some sort of knife hand, or some sort of fake badass.
I was hoping for an electric turkey knife.
Or you know what? He didn't need it. Did you notice how he had one hand and he didn't need it?
Yeah, he didn't.
He didn't even need two hands. He could have kicked everyone's ass by himself. He could have done the whole thing by himself. Why didn't Stick just do it himself? You know what? Give Stick his own show. Bring him back and do the Stick.
Give Stick a talk show.
Just call it Stick or In the Mud, you know? Just call it In the Mud.
How about,
like, what do you mean?
Stuck.
Yeah, Stuck. Stick is Stuck.
Stuck with Stick.
Stuck with Stick. Where's the Stick? And you're stuck with me now. You're stuck with it. I just loved it. And then so I think he'll come back, and when he comes back, I think he's going to be a villain. Because that vial of blood shit, that turns people all pet cemetery. Look at what happened to Sigourney Weaver. She got, I don't know what her character's name was, but I'm calling her Sigourney Weaver. Look what happened to her character when she was doing Lazarus Pit stuff. She became like Ra's al Ghul, went crazy. Look at Elektra, fucking became crazy. Had some moments of clarity, and then surprised the fuck out of us by killing Sigourney goddamn Weaver. Out of nowhere. Did you notice that?
Well, it's hard not to notice.
Why did she do that? Do you remember why she killed Sigourney Weaver? Because it was literally the sixth episode, wasn't it?
It seemed like some sort of power grab.
Like, it was the sixth episode. They killed her.
Yeah.
I
was expecting her to make it to the end. And
yeah, me too. We both thought.
Some epic fight with Sigourney Weaver.
It would have happened. But no, man. They, like, fucking Elektra just fucking chopped her head off. Well, stabbed her in the gut and then chopped her head off. Holy fuck. That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was fucking batshit crazy. I was like, what the fuck? I literally said that out loud to Armando. I'm like, oh! Armando, did you see that? He's like,
I know.
He's like, dude, yeah, it's right in front of me. We're watching it. I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry. But I'm like, look, oh, God. Sigourney Weaver's dead. Well, not really. Her character's dead. She's still alive. She's in the Avatar sequels that are coming out. But her character in Defenders is dead, supposedly. We saw the body being dragged out, but it's Marvel.
Who
stays dead, man? No one stays dead.
Well,
fucking David Tennant's Purple Man's neck got broken in Jessica Jones' first season. And now I saw promo pictures with fucking Purple Man there. It could be flashbacks, it could be whatever, but apparently David Tennant, who plays the Purple Man, is coming back to play the part again. So,
yeah,
no one dies anymore.
If it's superhero stuff,
they don't die. If it's superhero shit, they don't die. Or Game of Thrones. Only Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is the only one. When someone dies in Game of Thrones, they stay fucking dead.
I respect that.
And I respect that. There was only one person that didn't stay dead in Game of Thrones, and it was Jon Snow. And the only reason why he didn't stay dead was because he was brought back to life. They had to use magic and all kinds of shit to bring Jon Snow back to life. And when he came back to life, everyone looked at him like, oh my God, what the fuck? You're supposed to be dead, dude. This is Game of Thrones. Nobody's supposed to come back. Holy fuck. And he's like, yeah, I know. This is weird, right? It's like, what do you remember? I don't remember anything, man. Everyone's like, oh, fuck, we're going to die. Nothing's going to happen. That was really dark shit when that happened. Good on you, George R.R. Martin. By the way, finish up those fucking books. Everyone's like, take your time. I'm like, no, finish them. Finish her. Wait, no, sorry, that sounds horrible. Finish him.
Shoot her.
Shoot her.
Shoot her.
Clever bitch. That's what he should have said. I bet the real line was clever bitch, but he said clever girl instead.
For the PG rating.
For the PG rating, Spielberg. come on with the fucking walkie-talkies instead of the shotguns. Come on. Why'd you listen to George Lucas on that, Steven? Anyway, getting back to Defenders. What else, man? Where do we leave off? Okay, so then Stick dies. Scorny Weaver dies. And then the old lady in the hand. What's her name? I'm just calling her the old lady in the hand.
And then she smacked all the defenders around.
Oh, man. She bitch slapped everyone. And she didn't have to do anything. She just force pushed everyone. She had like Sith powers, dude. I know it's chi, but she had like, she was total Sith. Like, she was just like force push, force push.
She was totally evil.
She could still fight. Like, she could still kick ass.
And you felt bad when they fucking
kicked
her. Oh, my
God. Whenever she got hit, I was like, I was like, that's an old woman. Lady. That poor old woman. But then I'm like,
Somebody help her.
But the whole time she was kicking everyone's ass, I'm like, fuck that bitch up. But then when she fell down and hit her head, I was like, oh, no. Someone help her up. And she totally could have been like, I'm an old woman. Why did you hit me? You force pushed us. But I'm just an old woman. Every time that I mean, even though she was an evil bitch, every time that old lady got hit, and then I was like, oh, ow. I was like, oh, my God, it's an old woman. She said, I'm just an old woman. Why would you hurt me?
I'm sorry.
And then she'd be like, gotcha, bitch. And then she'd throw her fucking Sith power shit at you. Dark Lord, you fucking bitch.
Like,
you fucking bitch. Then you hit her again.
Fuck you up.
And then, like, when Luke Cage hit her and she hit the wall and fell down. I was like, oh, my God, that's a little old lady. But she's a badass, like evil person. But she got fucked up by Luke Cage. And then Jessica Jones fucking uppercutted her. And then Daredevil fucking tried some shit, but she force pushed him. Like, fuck you, Daredevil. And then Iron Fist came in and fucked her shit up. I'm just like, this is an old woman. I feel terrible. But it was badass. I was like, oh, like, she's being evil. Get her. But then when they'd get her, I'd be like, oh, she's an old woman. I was really conflicted about that villain. I really was. It was an excellent choice because it really threw you off. And you're like, oh, maybe that's the whole point of that villain is to, they come off like such a sweet, innocent old lady. And they're like, you feel bad about hurting her.
She has that sweet old lady vibe.
And then she fucking kills you with her evil Jedi. No, sorry, her evil Sith powers. Jedi don't use, well, they use force push, but they don't use lightning. She didn't use lightning.
She did not.
So I guess she's not technically Sith. Since she didn't use lightning or a lightsaber, but she's still force pushing people.
Yep.
Okay. Not chi. Cool. Chi push. It's not force. It's chi.
Oh yeah, chi.
It's
right.
Chi because chi. It's Iron Fist and it's Kung Lao and all that. Not Mortal Kombat. But all right. So then we get, you know, so
apparently people with chi powers can affect Luke Cage.
Yeah. Luke Cage can get hurt by chi and rockets. Remember, he said he got hit by a rocket directly to the face, and he said that hurt. That was the one time I heard him say, I took a rocket to the face once. That kind of hurt. Like, I was like, Jesus, a fucking RPG to the face?
I said, ow.
I was like, ow, man. What the fuck, dude? That's ow.
Don't do that again.
Stop doing that with the rocket. It's like all this like collateral damage around him. Everything's blown up. And he's like, ow. Like, man, God, my eye. Like, I think I got some in my eye, you dick. And so the guy there. Okay, so it turns out all the defenders, they got to go to Yakatomi Plaza. Sorry, that's a Die Hard reference. They got to go to a building that looks like kind of like Yakatomi Plaza from Die Hard. It looked a little bit like it.
Okay, yes,
it did. You know it with the white and the. It looked like Yakatomi. I'm sorry. I felt like they were at Yakatomi. I felt like Bruce Willis was going to come in and be like, hey, come out to the coast, have some laughs. But, you know, he's not on the West Coast. He's on the East Coast, and he's a cop on the East Coast. Die Hard did not happen during this movie or this TV show. I just wanted to reference it. So they got to go, and they're like Stick's like, okay, guys, you got to go take out these fucking the hand and this old lady and all these guys. You got to go to their secret headquarters and there's something there that they're going to use, and you got to blow it up. It's the only way you can stop the hand is by imploding a building in Manhattan, New York. You know, so they're like, well, is this a good idea or a bad idea? And they're like, look, we either do this or they fucking take over the city. And I'm thinking, wouldn't, like, Iron Man stop them? Wouldn't Hulk and Thor and Black Panther and the Avengers kind of come out and take care of shit if the hand tried to do anything.
Yeah, that sounds like an Avengers problem.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, well, the Defenders are doing it, but it's like, why don't you get the Avengers to do it? And I realized it's not high profile enough for the Avengers.
Really? All of New York fucking doomed? It's not high profile enough?
It wasn't all of New York doomed necessarily because the Avengers, like, here's the thing. Failsafe are the Avengers. If the Defenders fuck up, you got Stark. And you got Spider-Man, so you're good. Basically, the Defenders, they just handle, like, organized crime, but spiritual organized crime. Avengers deal with space science stuff. Doctor Strange deals with mysticism, but it's mainly the cosmos and shit like that. Like, cosmic.
Reality.
And reality. I think he has the time gem in the Eye of Agamotto. I'm not sure. Because in the comics, it's different, but whatever. Look. Defenders, like let's break it down. All right, like the very like what did we like about this? I mean, well, obviously the first two episodes we kept saying how much shit that was, but after that it really picked up, and then by the end of it, I'd say we were in episode 7, and we had just finished episode 7, and it was late at night, and I'm like, dude, there's one more episode left. This is it. We gotta watch it. And I remember you were like, "All right, fine." You're like, "Yeah, we gotta watch it. We've come this far." And I'm like, "All right." So we put it on. We watch it. And I'd have to say, out of all 8 episodes, I think the last 3 were the most satisfying. Mm. But the build up to them. So that's where I'm kind of conflicted about the Defenders as a spinoff. The build up to the last, like, it's 8 episodes. The first 4 are kind of expositional, and then, like, you know,
reintroducing the character.
Literally, you're right. Literally reintroducing the characters, and then those are like the first 2 episodes of the first 4, and then the next 2 episodes, like the 3rd and 4th episode, were kind of the shit started to hit the fan. You're like, oh yeah, here we go, and then it built. From there on, which is what kept us coming back.
There was just more and more action.
More and more action. So they're at Yakatomi Plaza or wherever the fuck they are, where the hand is. They're like, well, okay, here we got some C4. We just stole it from a police station. By the way, this is like the worst precinct ever. like how many people escaped?
How many people walked in and walked out?
Like, explosives were stolen. People are just walking in and out, suspects and criminals. The cop's like, wait, where'd they go? And, like, the police chief's like, what the fuck happened? And it's like, you don't know? Don't you have officers here?
Yeah, is that lady? Job? Can you assign somebody to watch people?
Well, he did. He assigned Luke Cage's
friend
that's not his girlfriend, but they're friends. Rosario Dawson's his lady friend. Anyway, I guess he was expecting her to do all of the police work because she was the only one doing all of the police work.
Yeah,
and he was just yelling at her the whole time, like, why aren't you doing all of the police work? And she's like, I'm already doing all of the police work. He's like, well, do more, bitch. And it's like, whoa, don't call me that motherfucker. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm playing a role. Oh, yeah, right. So it was just weird. It got meta at that point in the show. And then they went back to the script. And I was like, good. When they got back to the script and they were going on and on about like what they got to do, all I kept thinking was, you know, they could just call the Avengers. I'm sorry. I keep saying that. But I'm like, they could have just called the Avengers. And they didn't. So they had to handle it themselves.
Well, Tony Stark didn't have their number.
I don't think they're pals. They're Avengers B Squad, but that's not a bad thing because as far as a Netflix original series and team up thing goes, honestly, dude, like I don't remember anything in my childhood kind of like doing this, you know, like growing up where it's like the superheroes are all in have their own shows and then they have like then they do like a 8 episode
like
a team up show for like 8 episodes and then they go back to their own shit. Like it was fantastic. Who else did we like in this? Well, we were complaining about Iron Fist and then eventually hate's a strong word. I didn't enjoy him the entire time because he's coming off really shitty, but then I watched Iron Fist's solo show, and I'm like, I actually like the guy now. I actually think he's good. But in Defenders, I just didn't like his characterization for that team up. I just couldn't figure out why he was so angry. He seemed really mad.
Right.
Did I not get to a point in the show where like I figured out why he's so mad? I just don't get why Danny Rand is so mad at the Defenders. It's like, yeah, you guys all came before me, so fuck you. It's like, is that why? I don't get it.
You're all way cooler than me, and yeah, people like you more.
But technically, he should be cooler than Daredevil, but then we examine Daredevil, and we're like, dude, Daredevil is way more, like, we were talking during the show, yep. And I'm like, Daredevil is more of an asset than Iron Fist is. Iron Fist is like Daredevil, but with an iron fist, like, and that's only good for, like, one punch at a time. How fucking effective can that be? It's like every once in a while he can summon his chi and do a big punch, but then that's it. And he can only do it once. It's like he can kung fu fight.
And then you got to wait 10 minutes.
Then you got to wait another 10 minutes because, it's a pressure buildup. It's just a pressure release. Just give me another 10 minutes. I'll be good.
Yeah. It just feels weird.
Yeah, just give me some time. It hurts. Ow. Stop. Like, it's what? Nothing. Right. This isn't a sexual reference at all. I was kind of just like, I don't know, man. Like, Daredevil he's blind, but he's also an attorney and a ninja, kind of. No, he is a ninja. He's a blind ninja and a lawyer. He practices law during the day, fights crime at night, and he's blind. He passed the bar to be a lawyer as a blind man, and then goes out and beats the shit out of bad guys at night as a blind man, and then goes on and saves the city from terrorists, and he's fucking blind.
Also while having the durability of a regular human being.
And he's just a dude who's just super fucking... like, just determined and really good at what he does.
You cut him with a knife, he will bleed.
but he's like, fuck it, I'm still going to go. I'm still going to do shit. I won't give a fuck. He doesn't say that, but he's kind of like, whatever.
Right, well, yeah,
I'm
he
not
just keeps
stop
going.
Just because you told me to. You can't tell me what to do. I'm Daredevil. Go ahead, dare me. Come on, Daredevil. I'm not daring you. Come on, dare me. I dare you to dare me. Daredevil, this is sad. Just... go fight crime if you want. I dare you to dare me to fight crime. Is that how you fight crime? Is it you got to be dared to do it? Can't you just be the devil? Be like, oh, that's no, because then that's Satan. But aren't you like related to Catholicism? Like if you're a devout Catholic, instead of being Daredevil, shouldn't you be like Dare Angel or Good Angel or Nice Angel Guy? I mean, he's a devoted Catholic. Why is he turned into a devil?
Like Violent Angel.
like I don't know, Ninja Priest? There's a oh my god, we got copywritten Ninja Priest Armando, Ninja Priest. All right,
coming soon.
He's a priest. He believes in God, but he's a fucking ninja. I don't know why, but we'll figure it. We'll figure the plot details out later. But so far, it's a ninja with a priest's thing collar.
Yeah, we're working.
We're working on
work workshop in it.
Yeah. He's got holy water, but it's like a smoke bomb. Bah, you know. Ninja priest, and then he blesses everyone. He reads them their last rites before he kills them. That's a good bit he could do. Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
That's effed up.
Oh, that's really fucked up. But at least it's fair. He's still being a priest, even though he's being a ninja priest. Coming to FX and Netflix and all the fucking major networks tomorrow, I'm sure. Just wait for it. It'll be there.
Tomorrow.
Just go look. It'll be there. And if it's not, come back to the website, yotinaitupmac.com. Follow our tweets at Team Awesomeaker, and make sure you check that shit out. Okay, guys. Let's finally spoil the complete fucking ending for everyone. You want to do that?
Sure.
Let's fucking do it. Yeah. All right. Okay, Stick dies. Sigourney Weaver dies. Already told you about that. Who else dies? You think Daredevil dies, but you know he's not dead because they already confirmed like the next season of Daredevil,
right?
And you're like, oh, I guess. And then you see a guy, and that like this movie, it felt kind of like a really long movie. The last episode had like it was like the fucking, what was it, the third Lord of the Rings movie where it had like 12 different endings?
Return of the King.
This had Return of the King level endings. Right. Where it was like, how many endings do we need? Literally, they could just go to the credits and the music. Why do what now? What Now we're going, oh, there's a guy on the roof. I bet that's Daredevil. You could literally just cut away with the guy in the shadow on the roof, and that's probably Daredevil or some other guy. But no, they had to show it was Iron Fist. You're like, oh, okay, so Daredevil's really gone. And then they cut to some fucking nun, and I'm like, oh, okay, so it's Daredevil. And then we go, and we see that the nun's going over to a guy in bed, and it's Matt Murdock. And we're like, God damn it, you could have ended it with the guy on the roof. Like, why'd you have to go to the... It was to confirm that fucking Iron Fist is going to try and take over for Daredevil. I don't... What does this mean? What's with all these multiple ending things? Like, you're not tricking me. It wasn't... They weren't fooling us. We knew Daredevil was alive. I didn't feel any emotional response to that shit.
Daredevil would return.
It's like in Daredevil season, I think 3 now, right? Or 4, whatever. Whatever. He's coming back. Three. Maybe he's taking on Ghost Rider, too. Daredevil Ghost Rider.
Nicolas Cage reprises his role.
God damn it.
His legendary role.
Well, if he didn't do it for motherfucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., he's not going to do it for Daredevil. Mm. He should, though. Nicolas Cage should do Ghost Rider on Netflix. Come on, Netflix. Have the balls. Fucking make it happen. You know you want it. You know you want the cage.
I want
the cage. You want to get in the... Sorry, that's a Saturday Night Live bit, but still, it's hilarious. Guys, Marvel, get in the cage. Give Nicolas Cage his own Ghost Rider series. I'm not even kidding you. You know how fucking awesome that would be? Everyone would watch that.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Everyone would be like, yes, finally. Like the show I never thought I wanted. Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider is on Netflix. Yes. That should happen. Make it so. Make it so. But anyway, let's spoil the fuck out of it. All right, old bitch dies, maybe. Probably not. She'll probably come back. Stick dies, maybe. Probably not. He'll come back. Sigourney Weaver dies. Well, she's a big-time celebrity. She's doing the Avatar sequels. She's gone. Unless they do another Defenders, and then she'll be like a weird corpse lady with a weird head thing. I don't know. And then Elektra. She's around, right?
She's around.
She's doing shit.
Yeah, she was
kind of a non-entity, really. Like, we didn't talk much about Elektra because she was kind of like zombie Elektra.
Yeah.
She really didn't have personality. Like, in Daredevil, she had this big personality. But in Defenders, it was like, what happened to Elektra? It's like, well, she's a zombie. Okay, but...
Matt Murdock, fucking Daredevil.
Oh, my God.
He kept thinking with his dick the
whole
time.
Let me fix her. Guys, I could totally change her. You want a banger. You just want your girlfriend back. Nuh-uh. It's like, yeah, you do. You just want your girlfriend back. Hey, listen, asshole. She died, and now she's back. All right? Wouldn't you want your fucking wife back, too? Now she's a fucking ghoul. Sorry. Now she's some fucking evil, like, devil ghoul that wants to kill the city. That's not my wife, then.
And
that's
hates
some fucking,
my guts and wants to kill me, sorry. Too.
Yeah, well, you try killing someone that looks like your wife. Well, if she's trying to kill me and she's not my wife, no problem.
Right.
Dickhead. God damn it, Daredevil. Quit thinking with your dick.
Did you bang anyone before, Elektra?
I don't want to talk about it. That's a no.
You were a virgin.
That's a no. Or a yes. Or both. I don't know. It's fucking Daredevil, Matt Murdock. Come on. Get your shit together. Quit going for Elektra. She's clearly bad for you. It's like Batman and Catwoman. It's like, dude, what are you doing? You just want to bang a villain because you're a creepy crime fighter. He is. He dresses in like black leather and fights bad guys and beats the shit out of them, and then he keeps letting them get away. He doesn't really let them get away, but they keep getting away, and then he's got to go get him again. Right. Batman's a psycho. I think he gets off on it. I think he's more of a villain to Gotham than the rest of the villains are. He keeps letting them get away. He doesn't kill them.
There is some evidence for that.
Holy shit. We just broke the bat code. We better back it up, man. Good thing it's Marvel and the DC folks aren't paying attention. Mm-hmm. All right, Defenders, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, Defenders. So turns out they're in this building in Manhattan that is built upon the corpse of a dragon. It was the last dragon. Not Bruce Lee related, but it was the last dragon. And it happened to die in New York. Before it was New York, and then they built over it, and then... somehow the hand found it in Manhattan.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I know. It's like Age
but
of Ultron.
Okay.
It's like Age of Ultron. It's every time I just refer to Hawkeye's monologue. It's like, look, we're on a city that's floating in the sky. We're up against an undefeatable army of robots, and I have a bow and arrow. None of this makes any fucking sense. So just do your job. Fucking ignore the weirdness. Just do shit. All right, let's go. It's like, okay, fuck it, let's go. So that's yeah. pretty much what you got to do with this. The last two episodes of Defenders, because it gets a bit fucking like, what are you doing, guys? But then it's you forgive it because it's like really well done. I just couldn't. I was riveted the last like three episodes. I was pretty riveted. I was down. The first five. I mean, look, the first two, I was like, fuck it. Didn't need them. Could have cut those up into one.
Right.
Those two could have been one. And then instead of doing eight, they could have done seven. And I would have been fine with that. But whatever. It's exposition. For a lot of people, they had never seen. For a lot of people, they're just watching Defenders but didn't see Luke Cage or didn't see Jessica Jones or didn't see Daredevil, you know, or Iron Fist. For a lot of people who see Defenders, like, oh, cool, it's like Avengers, but Defenders. But I've never seen these characters. I haven't seen their shows, but I'll check this Defenders thing out. And now, since I feel as if they've done a good job with Defenders, I think this is going to get people more interested in these other characters now.
Because
I didn't give a shit about Iron Fist, but I was like, you know what? I thought he sucked in the show and he was kind of being a dick.
Give him a chance.
But I'm like, you know what? I'll give this Iron Fist TV show a chance. And then I started watching it and I'm like, God damn, it's actually pretty good. I'm like, but they kind of fucked him up in this one, in Defenders. They fucked up his character in Defenders. They made him really whiny.
Okay, I'll watch the rest of the season of Iron Fist.
Like in Iron Fist, in his show, he's not a whiny, bitchy guy. But in Defenders, he was being this whiny, bitchy guy who acted like privileged and shit. But then I go back and I watch you watch the first three, four episodes of Iron Fist. And you're like, oh yeah, this guy like had to come, like his family died in a plane crash and he was 10 years old and he was taken in by these fucking monks and shit. And instead of taking him back to the Western world, they kept him in Kung Lao and trained him on how to be the immortal Iron Fist. And like, you're like, God damn, like, that's a fucking cool ass backstory, dude. And then motherfucker shows up out of nowhere 15 years later, which is odd that he waited till 15 years later.
Right.
Why did he wait? Did they ever say why he came back? I was watching the show and I can't even remember why he came back. Is it because he finally like, oh wait, oh, it's because,
I have a
question. No, I remember now. Kung Lao opens and closes every 15 years. So when he was 10 and the plane crashed by Kung Lao, the monks saw the plane crash. They saw this kid. He was going to die unless they did something. That gate was going to close. They had to save him and bring him into Kung Lao. And then the gate reopened after 15 years, and that's why he got out and he was finally free to escape. Oh. He was stuck there, but not because the monks were like, fuck you, kid, you're our slave now. It was like, no, it was like, look, this kid's going to die unless we save him. The gate's going to close. We got to save this kid. He's going to die. We got to get him back to the Western world. Yeah, but we can't. We got to go back to our home, and he's going to die. Well, what do we do? Do we give up on 15 years of our lives and spend in this shitty fucking modern Western world? Do you think we want to live that life? No, let's bring the kid to paradise in Kung Lao. His parents are clearly dead. Actually, you know what? That's not a bad idea, Trevor. Let's do it. Okay, David. I don't know why they have white Anglo-Saxon Protestant names. They have waspy names, apparently. Trevor and Dave, the monks. So that makes sense. There you go. So and you know how I knew that? Because I watched the TV show Iron Fist. I never would have known that. So now I have more of an appreciation for the character when I thought he was just a whiny bitch. I can't believe I'm actually championing Iron Fist, because the whole time we were watching the show, I'm like, oh, this guy sucks. Worst Iron Fist ever. And now I'm like, you know what? This guy earned it. He earned it. He kept saying, I earned it. Now I know why. He really did. Yeah. He punched a dragon in the heart, dude.
They could have done a better job in the Defenders with him.
That's my one thing. Well, we've talked about, you know, the plot.
We talked about the plot.
Yeah. We talked about a little bit about what we like. Let's go a little bit more into what we liked. I mean, I like the fact that they had the balls to say, fuck it, let's do a Netflix Avengers, but with our Netflix heroes. I love that. I'm like, yes.
My mind is boggled at how Marvel keeps doing it.
Dude, they keep fucking making this shit happen, and it's always good.
Right.
They always do. Like, even when I thought Ant-Man was going to suck, I'm like, how are you going to make Ant-Man a badass? How are you going to make Ant-Man cool? And they did. Mm. I'm like, All right, guys. Hat is off. Hat is off to you. You've done it again, Marvel. Done it again. So they're in there. They're in again. Yakatomi Plaza.
Despite Iron Man 2 and 3 and Edward Norton.
Look,
Hulk.
We're not talking about any of those are not canonical technically. Okay. Those it's like fan fiction for Marvel. Anyway, moving along. Only the good ones count. So they're in Yakatomi Plaza. And then they're in the dragon skeleton, and that's where all the fucking shit is they need to do what? What was the hand trying to do with the dragon? They were trying to get Iron Fist to open the gate. He had to punch the gate.
Yeah, I guess.
And then, like an idiot, he fucking got his Iron Fist powers ready to punch Elektra. But Elektra was in front of the gate, so she just... I'm like, God damn it, Iron Fist. You are the worst Iron Fist ever. The whole point of them getting you down there was the only way that they could open that gate was if an Iron Fist Iron Fisted it. And I know that sounds really suggestive, but he had to Iron Fist it. To get it to open. And she had to fucking do a kickflip or whatever to get out of there. And she was like, she electrified him. She totally electrified him.
It wasn't smart at all.
No, fucking goddamn it. They really made...
He should have stayed far away from
that. The Defenders made Danny Rand look like a dick. But,
and an idiot.
But Iron Fist, the TV show, he's such a sweet, humble, like Buddhist type guy. You're like, how the hell did he turn into such a dickhead in the Defenders? Like, I just don't get it. I mean, the dude punched a dragon in the heart to get the power. That's fucking hardcore shit. Why did they fuck him over in the Defenders? Anyway,
I will never do that in my life. So he opens the
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Never will I ever.
So he goes and he fucks everything up and opens the gate that he's not supposed to open with his Iron Fist power by punching it with his Iron Fist power. God damn it, Danny. And then that unleashes
Kraken.
What happened? Something was going on. Oh, the old lady was trying to get the power or some shit. I have the power.
Damn.
I have the power. Come feel the music. Oh God, this is the worst remix ever. Worst cover ever. So anyway, the worst Iron Fist ever in Defenders, but his show is good. I seriously recommend Iron Fist. I'm recommending the show. But him in Defenders, he's kind of a bitch. Kind of a dick. Bitch dick. Bitchy dick, if you can imagine. But Luke Cage, man. Luke Cage and Daredevil and Jessica Jones were fucking awesome.
They rocked.
They were fucking awesome. Like, don't get me wrong. Iron Fist is great in his own show. But him with others, he doesn't work well with others. He doesn't seem to work well with others. Supposedly Jessica Jones doesn't work well with others, but she was doing great. She was doing great. And she was doing a great job. And Luke Cage was awesome. And they're like, why are you holding back, Luke? And he's like, well, I don't really want to. I mean, I could hurt a lot of people with my... I mean, I could really fuck some shit up with my powers, you guys. I'm bulletproof. He's like, yeah, my skin's bulletproof, but not the rest of me. No, he didn't say that. Rosario Dawson was like, his skin is bulletproof, but not the rest of him, you know? And I'm like, what? Wait a minute. How does that work?
Well,
Did he get lacquered with, like, did he get shellacked with, like steel shit? I don't know how Luke Cage got
his powers. I didn't see.
I think he was just born like metahuman. Like they call them metahumans or some shit. So I think he was just born that way.
Not X-Men. Not mutants.
Yeah, they're not mutants. They're metahumans. You gotta be. Yeah, it's all Marvel, but X-Men are separate. Separate, but equal. Oh no, don't say that. Don't say that. X-Men are treated
especially with Luke Cage.
Oh, especially with Luke Cage. But Luke Cage was honestly dope upon dope upon dope. Jessica Jones, same thing. Daredevil, never better. Never been better than in this fucking Defenders. And Jessica Jones was great. I'm repeating myself because it was that good. The three of them were that good. And Iron Fist showing up and kind of being a dick, they kind of gave them something to, other than the bad guys, it kind of gave them, when they were all hanging out, someone to pick on. Like, he kind of turned into someone that they could... He was like the Butters of the group. It's like, oh, come on, guys. I don't suck. Shut up, Iron Fist. You suck. Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, I loved when Luke Cage told him off.
Oh, that was the best part. When Luke Cage... We mentioned that earlier. Yeah, that was amazing. Was, I earned this. Yeah, whatever. It's like, oh, man.
And then later is like, I have the feeling that...
Oh, that was a great bit. When he's like... There was a moment where Luke Cage told him off, and then she's like, "What's wrong, Danny?" And he's meditating. He goes, "I don't know. I can't help but feel like what he said was right. Like he was totally right, and I'm a complete asshole, privileged bitch with all the money, and I got to live in an awesome fucking mystical land for 15 years. I just can't help but feel like he's right. No, Danny, he's wrong. He's wrong, Danny. You're right. Yeah. I'm right." Iron Fist. I am the immortal Iron Fist. Everyone's like, "Shut the fuck up, dude." It's like, "All right, sorry, you guys. I'm Butters. So he's there and he's got to stop him. And then how did it end? They blew it up. There's a timer. They're like, "There's no remote detonator. It's a timer." Of course, because we've got about 20 minutes left in the episode. Nice. Perfect timing. Let's go, everybody. And so they go and they got to blow up Yakatomi Plaza. And they do. They blow up Yakatomi Plaza. They take out the Kraken or whatever the fuck they were trying to do with the wall and the power and the portal to hell or whatever it was. And the old lady supposedly died, but we don't know. We didn't see a body. Stick supposedly died, but supposedly. Did we see a body? Did we see Stick's body? Yeah, we saw it with the knife sticking out, but right. We also saw him drink a mysterious red liquid, a same liquid that Elektra was born out of after she died. He drank it before they killed him. Technically, he had reverse AC vous plaît powers. Which is return to sender, I think, or respond to the sender. But you know what I mean.
Well, I think he'll be back.
Yeah, come on, dude. He's awesome. Everyone loves Stick. And if he doesn't come back, bold choice to kill Stick off. Seriously, yeah. Loved him to death. And if they killed him off, bold choice. But I think he's coming. He's got it. I think everyone loves him. He's Stick. He's the Stick. He should, come on, Stuck in Mud. Stuck in the Mud. That's the show. Stuck in the Mud.
With Stick.
Too good, man. Too good. Well, all right. We've talked about what we liked. We talked about what we didn't like. Let's just rate this.
Basically, the first two episodes.
Yeah, the first two episodes are kind of shit. You can kind of skip through some stuff there, get to the Sigourney Weaver parts, get to some of the fights, and then when we get to episode three and just watch it. It's great. It really is. It's good. I highly recommend it. Even if you haven't seen any of the other shows, because I haven't seen all of Luke Cage, I haven't seen all of Daredevil or any of them, but I had never seen the Iron Fist show until after Defenders, but the Defenders got me to watch Iron Fist, and now I'm like, you know what? It's a pretty good show, but they just fucked him up in the Defenders. That's all. But I guess out of 10, we always rate like usually television movies. That's a 10. That's a rating of 10. So out of 10 Krakens, no, that's not this franchise. I guess out of 10 fists, no, that's too suggestive. Out of 10 old ladies getting beat up, oh God, that's horrible. Fuck it. Out of 10 of those, what do you give? And not just any old ladies, that bitchy, evil old lady who was pretending like it hurt, but she was not really hurt. But I still felt bad. Because she looked old. Out of 10 of those, what do you give Defenders? Oh, sorry, Marvel's. Netflix presents Marvel's The Defenders. What do you give it out of 10 old ladies getting fucked up?
I feel like an 8.
8. I don't watch a lot of TV when I do, or television shows. I mean, when I do, like, I'm a big movie buff. Personally, myself, I love film more than TV. TV's great. I love TV, but like for me, this was like fucking awesome. Like I watched every episode of this and I was like so down and enthralled. This got me to watch Iron Fist, a show that I would never normally have watched. And because of that, for me, it's a 9. I got to give it a 9. I was like, wow, this got me back into liking TV shows again. This got me back into doing the episodes and watching the episodes and following the story. And I'm like, yeah, this is getting, the Defenders kind of got me back into like episodic storytelling. Not bad, Marvel.
Interested. I'm interested.
You got me.
And all the others.
You sons of bitches. You got me again.
All the other guys now.
Yeah. So 9 from me. 8 from Armando. Good shit. Highly recommend it. If you got the Netflix, check out Defenders, man.
Why not?
It's why not? You got the Netflix. Everyone's got the Netflix. Watch that shit. It's fucking good. It's so worth it. And then go back and watch Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, Daredevil, and you got plenty of fucking episodes there to watch. You're good. You're good to go. Other than that, that's going to do it for this late-ass review.
Late-ass review.
Not really late, actually. It came out like recently.
Yeah.
But this is, it's going to see, and people are watching it slowly, so it's like, I guess it's kind of, I think this is the first time the review is sort of matching up with the timing of the release of the TV show. Like, yeah, like normally, our late ass reviews are like weeks, like a week or so after. This is like kind of pretty recent, man.
Yeah, it was just on the Netflix. I'm just like, hey, why not?
Holy shit. All right. Well, good job, Marvel, and apparently good job, Team Awesome X. Yes,
this is an early late ass
review. Fuck yeah, fist bump on that, brother.
Boom.
Fuck yeah. And not an iron fist bump yet. Yet, Danny Rand.
What? Are you going to punch a dragon?
In the heart? I'd punch it in the dick just so it would learn never to fuck with me again. And then I'd punch it in the heart because that's the only way to get the iron fist power. But what if you got the iron dick power by punching it in its dick? I'm not saying I wouldn't want it.
Can't you just pop a Viagra?
Why? Why, when you can focus your chi into your dick? Oh, God. Okay, it's time to end this late-ass review. Thanks for tuning in. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. And, of course, download and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. Don't forget, YouTube channel Simmer Mike. Again, YouTube channel Simmer Mike. All in caps, no space, like we're yelling at you. Simmer Mike. We do plenty of trailer reactions. We got some movie reviews, music video reviews and reactions.
Check it out. It's fun stuff, kids. Yeah,
it's good stuff, you guys.
Good, wholesome, clean fun. Now have a bunch, why don't ya?
What voice is that? What are you doing? You what voice know. Are you doing? What do you mean, I know? What are you saying? What is that? What is that voice?
It just feels right.
No, it doesn't. You're scaring me.
Wait. I love it.
Oh, who
you're going to love it, too.
Oh, wait, are you jokering out right now? You're scaring me. Oh, God, you're jokering out.
Why so serious,
oh,
Mike?
Oh, no, he said it. He said the thing that the Joker says. Oh, my God. You know, they're looking for a younger Joker, but you're old as shit.
I know.
Sorry, man. We're both old as shit, by the way. You know what? If they ever did Watchmen 2, we should get involved. We could be like the second crew, like Next Generation that fucked up.
I'm washed up.
Yeah, you could be like Warshak or whatever. Like the son of Warshak. And I'll be like, I don't know. What was Night Owl? Night Owl 3.0? Yeah, all right.
3.2.
3.14. No, okay. God damn it. All right. That's review over. End it with a creepy voice comment.
See you later, people.
God. All right. I regret it.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Life on experience. Well, you know we do it. Here at Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.